Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into episode 427 of your Overseas Connection podcast. A friendly, more wise gaming culture and community. I say that with sarcasm. Hey, I'm, like I said, Greg DeLacy, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter, Murphy's Law on Xbox Live, Murphy's Law on 1969 if I ever get back to PlayStation Network. On the show today, we have a smaller crew today. We have Miss Kim Woods.
Howdy, everybody.
Kim, I believe you've been doing some painting and some drywalling.
I've hung some curtains. Oh yeah, we're in that last, you know, hopefully 2 week spin where we get to finish all this up and move in, hopefully. As I speak, I think Dad's out there maybe putting some more laminate flooring down. So,
okay,
you know, the man is machine. I will say so.
He is a machine. Well, you guys have just been plowing through this, so slowly but surely. But I mean, you know, it's not like you have a giant crew. So
that's
off to you guys.
Thank you.
It's been pretty amazing. And speaking of also amazing, Mr. Mark Wright, Arcanix.
Hello,
in
Greg.
The house.
Hello, Kim. Hello, everyone. Yes, Mark Annex on Twitter, PSN, Xbox, everything, really. Everything's Mark Annex. Keep it simple. Yeah. Just have one username, people.
No, you lucked out. Let's talk about gamer tags real quickly here. So I got Murphy's Law when I first signed up to Xbox Live, way back when. And it's like the gold standard. Like, I love that gamer tag. I'm not going to give it up for the life of me. Well, since then, anything I've ever signed up to it's always been taken.
Yeah.
So I've always had to do some kind of Twitch or, you know, tweak or Twitch, whatever you want to call it. And so OC underscore Murphy's Law actually is kind of my new secondary gamer handle because I like that. It's associated with the podcast. It works. But unfortunately, PlayStation Network won't allow me to change my name.
Not yet. Keep holding on, Greg. We just whisper it every year.
One of these years. Yeah.
Someday. So, yeah. So, that's why that one in particular is Murphy's Law 1969. So, I came up with that well before the Overseas Connection podcast had really gone full force, and I hadn't really thought about the OC underscore part. And that was actually your doing, Mark, I believe. I think you came up with that, and that was a good idea.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Take credit. Why not?
Yeah. But if you've no digital purchases, you might as well just set up a new PlayStation account anyway if you get a PS4.
Well, but I have games on the old
account. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten close a couple times just creating a new account. But of course, they have it linked to my email, which is my current email.
Yeah.
Which therefore means I can't use my current email. So. Yeah, I'm fucked. I have no energy today. I am dead tired right now. We went out last night. We went to see a comedian at our local casino. His name's Sebastian Maniscalco. If you have never seen him or heard of him, I highly recommend looking him up and watching some of his stuff on YouTube. The man is funny guy. There was a big old concert there, watched that, then went out, gambled, played blackjack, won another $100 towards my my new Xbox One X fund.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always nice when you leave a casino with money, and I didn't tell my wife, so it's still in my pocket. So got home at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and, we had a babysitter, so she left, and so we finally, like, crashed to bed, but the ironic part of all of this was that we went to this comedian with some friends, some family friends from down in the Bay Area. They drove up and stayed the night, that kind of thing. But my wife has a conference to attend down in Las Vegas this weekend. So she had to get up and be at the airport on because her flight boarded at 6 a.m. to get her down in time for the conference. So she literally was getting up at like 2:30 in the morning, which, of course, I got up at 2:30 in the morning. And then I went back to sleep, and then my son proceeded to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So sleep is something that I'm looking forward to tonight. Yeah.
And I've just had no energy at all today. I think I had a bit too much sleep, and you know when you have too much sleep, you feels like you're just tired all day. And I mean, I had a bit of a snooze this afternoon, woke up, and I just had massive allergy problems. My nose has been streaming, sneezing a lot. So, yeah, if I keep muting, it's because I'm sneezing away or I've got my sniffles. Yeah. It's been one of them days today.
Allergies are tough. Yeah. You know, and it's funny because sometimes, like, I'll have my allergies, like, kind of onsetting, and I won't really cue in to the fact that it's my allergies yet because my allergies are very hit and miss for me.
Yeah.
I don't suffer from them like some people who really get them badly. But every once in a while, they come in pretty, like, full force. And suddenly, like, I'm noticing, like, my nose is starting to run a lot. And I'm like, am I catching a cold? And and then suddenly it's just like my eyes get all red and itchy. And then I'm just miserable. But, yeah, enough of that. Enough of the allergy talk. Let's talk about dieting. That's a fun topic.
That's a bad word.
So one other thing that we have taken on, and this was me being the good husband, because I'm pretty regular at the gym. However, I freely admit, you know, I don't eat the best of late. So my wife has gone and finally said, you know, because it's been about 8 years since she really was taking part in like any kind of active going to the gym or anything like that. So she's like, I want to do one of these transformation programs, which is kind of like a boot camp program for a month, where you just go hardcore with your diet, you're exercising pretty much on a weekly basis every day, and your calorie counting and your intake is completely regimented, and it is the most boring, basic, bland foods in the world. But, you know, it supposedly will give results. And so I inadvertently told my wife, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll totally support you, honey. I'll go on that journey with you. No problem. And the next thing I know, I came home on, it was a Monday, and I'm like looking into the refrigerator and like everything is like all the stuff that we had in there before that night was like gone, and all lots of asparagus and brown rice and bland chicken. And so, yeah. It's been a fun week so far. So yeah, so that's why I have my protein shake that I'll be drinking at some point in time this podcast. Because that's the one thing. It's like you eat every about three hours, but you eat smaller amounts.
Well,
it drives me nuts.
Just to make you feel better, Fraser just put in the chat. He's just eating a bacon cheeseburger.
Nice. Oh yeah. That was one of our friends last night at the concert. After we were done, we went to the casino, and you know we're sitting there, and you know we were pretty good through dinner. I had a filet, which that was bad, quote unquote. But I kept it to an 8 ounce. I just had a small salad with it, no potato or anything like that. It was really good. So we all had dinner, left, went to the concert, came back, gambled, and then as we're getting ready to go, my wife's best friend Debbie. She's like, I'm going to Fatburger. And Fatburger is like this burger joint out here that makes the biggest, most delicious hamburgers possible. And so she comes back with French fries and a fucking milkshake. And I'm like, and she's like, you want some? Yeah. Anyway. So that was me. That's been my week so far outside of gaming. What about you guys? Anything else besides allergies and drywall and paint?
I had a bit of a PC issue last weekend.
Do tell. I love hearing about these PC issues because everybody says, oh, it's not a problem.
Yeah, the fear of PC gaming reared its ugly head. Well, it all started off Sunday morning. I put the computer on and I was going to do some Battlegrounds, as we do, because we're all hooked on it at the moment. And I noticed on Skype there was a message from Chinny, So I looked at it, and it was like a Google link. I thought, well, it's from Chinit, and it looked genuine, and I clicked on it, and it as soon as the webpage came up, I closed it straight away, and I started panicking. But anyway, so I started up the game, and my game kept crashing all the time. It'd freeze as soon as you'd be in the lobby of the game where it was people were joining, where you're running around messing about. Then you go in the plane, and then as soon as you jump out the plane, as soon as I was parachuting, it'd freeze. And then if I did the control alt delete thing, task manager, it was saying not responding. Another game. Okay. I tried some things. Someone said, "Oh, try verify your files in Steam." I did a bit of that. I did a bit of this. And then sometimes it lasted a bit longer. I'd get down on the ground and get in a building, but it kept freezing all the time. And back in my mind, I'm thinking, was it this blooming thing? So I did a load of virus scans, a load of malware scans. Didn't find anything. It had a few registry problems, which it fixed using that CCleaner, which Kevfe85, he helped give me some advice on. And I thought I'd cured it then, because it started working for a bit, and then it kept freezing again. And it turned out it was my hard drive. I didn't realise. I've got two hard drives in the computer. I've got an SSD for the operating system, and then a 1 terabyte for all the other crap. And my games are on the 1 terabyte, and I didn't realise.
Right.
When you go into the properties, the hard drive was showing red. It was just about full. And I think that was causing the problem.
When they're full, they freak out.
Yeah, I uninstalled it off that drive and put it on the SSD, and it runs absolutely brilliant now. So
okay,
because it's on the SSD, it loads quicker. The textures don't pop in as late now. So apologies to Chinny, because I sent Chinny a message about the thing saying, "Oh, I think your Skype's been hacked and you've given me a virus." But it won't that at all. So apologies, Chinny, for. I didn't blame him.
Don't apologize to him. His account probably was hacked.
Yeah, but I had to tell, and he was aware of it because someone else got a message as well. But since then, he's got his new PC, so that's... Did you get one as well? Yeah. But yeah, since he's done...
Yeah, I just saw it. I'm like, yeah.
So, yeah. I just ignore every message from him.
So those who say PC gaming is a piece of cake, it wasn't last weekend. I was cursing a lot last weekend. But yeah, got it working.
That's been
my eventful week.
All right. I guess we can kind of transition a little bit on video games. I mean, E3 just happened, so I don't anticipate there's a lot of news to talk about. But, Mark, you did find a couple stories, so we'll dive into those in a little bit. We could talk about what we've been playing as well. We do have some trivia from our good friend of the show, Jason Johnson, Trivia Master.
And Nicole's not going to get a point this week.
Yeah. And Nicole is not able to pick up a point this week. By the way, this is the first week of season 4.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So you're saying I have a chance.
Yeah. You've got a chance. There's a chance. I anticipate this to be, I'll be honest, it's going to be a short show. I don't think we're going to draw this out to be a 2 hour and a 2 hour and a half epic long show. Likely it's going to be an hour, maybe hour and a half, and at the end I'll fall asleep. let's talk about games. So, Kim, nothing to see, I see. Nope. All right, fair enough. I understand. You've been busy playing House.
I haven't fired up Gems of War, so that should tell you something.
That should tell me a lot. That does. Mm-hmm. That does tell me a lot. Mark, you've been playing Arma 3. I'm going to skip Player Unknown's Battlegrounds because, look, we've heard about it before. There's not been any chicken dinners this past week, as far as I know.
On Monday, as soon as I come home from work, I've been going straight on it and joining the gang.
Right.
There's quite a few people playing it now. There's quite a few regulars. And we got so close Monday night. Sean and Fu got killed, and it was just me and Kev left. And we got right down to the last four, and so there's us two and another two guys from another team. I was getting a bit panicky and couldn't see the wood for the trees, and I could hear Sean in me saying, "Is there, he's right in front of you, right in front of you." So I managed to shoot one guy, but then the other guy got me. The guy got me, and then Kevin shot him, but then there was just Kevin and this other guy, and it was like a one-on-one, and Kevin, unfortunately, didn't managed to get the other guy before he got him, so we came second. It was so close. But I
so what I'm hearing here is no, did not get your
I didn't, but then I think it was Wednesday or Thursday night.
And Kev let the team down. That's also what I'm hearing here. I mean,
Well, he blamed lag. So, what was it? All right, yeah, so Wednesday or Thursday night, I can't remember which night it was. I saw on the WhatsApp chat, because we've got a WhatsApp group chat now for Player Unknowns, and it is busier than our chat times 10. It's always going off. And I didn't play Wednesday or Thursday night because I was too knackered after work.
Keep talking.
And I saw that they got their chicken dinner one night, and Chinny had 7 kills, and he's got it on video as well because he streams all of it. So, yeah, can't wait to see that. But that match I was on about earlier with me and Kev, I got 3 kills in that. I was really happy. So, yeah, it's one of those games where every match is different, and it's just so much fun, and you have such a laugh, especially as part of the team. It's such a scream to play. So yeah, if you got a PC what can run it, get it bought. I don't think it's on the Steam sale, but it's only £27 because it's early access. So it will go up eventually, but yeah. There was a big update for it as well this week, 1.5 GB update, fixing a lot of problems. So.
Mm-hmm. Have they added in like the animations for climbing fences, that kind of thing?
No, not yet. No, I think they're coming in later for summer.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm just gonna get a bit of video feedback. Arma 3.
Yeah, Arma. Let's talk about that.
Right. So the reason I've got a bit of Arma 3 going is the chaps who we've been doing PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds with, they've all been saying, oh, you want to get this, it's on sale at the moment on Steam, 66% off Arma 3. Arma said it's really good, and this is what the original Battle Royale mods were based on, this game, the main engine. Arma said, oh, I get it, it's really good, it's got single player as well as multiplayer, but it said it's such a massive map, there's so much to do in it. So I caved in and got it. It was only £10. I played a tutorial. I've not really played much else of it. But it's really quite good. It's quite engrossing. It's very... not realistic as such, because it's a video game, but it's trying to keep it as authentic as possible for the military. Every little action you have to do, you have to manage. You have to micromanage your inventory and all your sights and that. Graphically, it looks amazing on my PC. So I'm really happy with that. I thought it'd look a bit janky, but it doesn't. The tutorial was quite funny. It was the guy who's giving you instructions. I forgot what one of the keys was to do something, and while I'm waiting and looking, he's sort of like slagging me off for taking so long and giving me a bit of stick. So yeah, it's quite good. So what we did was we looked on Twitch to see. Well, I looked on Twitch to find some gameplay footage to see if I'd like it first. And there's lots of mods for this game, and one of them is called a life mod. And in this, people role play as in it's really realistic. But you have police officers who act as real police officers and people going about the business. And we're watching this stream, and this copper arrested a guy, this Irish guy. And he's sort of like reading him his rights, and he's telling him what he's charging him with, and how do you plead. And the Irish guy kept saying, I have a right to remain silent, I'm not pleading anything. And this guy kept saying, well, I'm going to get a judge then. And he kept bringing up the window with all the rules and regulations and all the codes and laws. God, it looked like a proper blooming job, you know. It looked insane. So I put the link in the chat, and we're all bloody pissing ourselves off over it. So
By the way, it is insane.
Yeah,
but you're not incorrect in that regard. Yeah. That is insane. A little over the top.
What we said was, once we get used to the game mechanics, we're going to install this mod, and we're going to invade this server, and we're just going to cause havoc. We're going to raid this police station and cause hell. Because it was so funny, because this copper put another guy in the prison cell for 22 hours. So it looks like he's going to be in there for 22 real hours. And as he's putting him in the prison cell, the character on screen, the toon guy, it just like waves at the coppers and says, "Oh yeah, thanks for locking me up." It's just surreal. You can't believe it's happened. So yeah, if anyone wants to look that up on Twitch, ARMA 3 real life mods, it's hilarious.
Fraser's responsible for this, correct?
Yeah. There's a few.
Yeah.
Kev, Real Kahuna, Neil, Sean, they're all sort of
Just admit it. It's Fraser's fault.
Yeah, blame Canada.
He's
yeah.
the one that brought this to your attention. Am I incorrect on this?
Maybe. Yeah, I think he bought it first. Yeah, we'll blame Canada. Yeah, but yeah, like I said, a lot of people now are playing PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and quite a lot of us have bought the Arma 3 while it's been on sale. The Duke of Dork's in the chat now, which is Sean, the other Sean. He's picked it up. Defoe's picked it up.
So here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on your budget?
Budget?
What's that?
My budget has gone out the window. My budget, I think my budget fell off a cliff about 2 months ago. Yeah. But the PC game is different.
I can sympathize with you, Mark. I was doing pretty good. I mean, you know, we were at least sharing some game costs here and there, so it wasn't too bad. Let's just say a certain golf game has been pre-ordered, purchased for installation on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I didn't, you know, that's not a game I'm not going to share costs with you on that, because that was one you told me. You're like, I didn't get along with the first one, and I remember you struggled with it.
Yeah.
The golf thing is tough. Sorry, I'm looking out my window and I see this like white van roll up. It's like nondescript. There's nothing on the exterior of it, and I'm like, and of course I've just been watching all kinds of like spy thriller movies during the course of the day. So I've seen plenty of like white nondescript vans pulling in front of buildings, and then assassins coming out. So if bullets start flying, you'll know what happened.
Oh God. Right, so on the 16th of March, I had £34 left on my budget. So that's gone. That's the last time I updated it.
I actually have not looked at my budget at all. Fully flushed. I can almost assure you, if it is not completely used up, there's maybe like $5 left.
Yeah.
The one saving grace was on this purchase. I literally had $10 left, and of course, whoever's in that van just rang the front door. So, give me one moment. Continue on talk a little bit about Arma 3.
Well, I've only done the tutorial bit. I've still got it on the stream actually, but yeah, it's really in depth, and the sounds on it are really good. On one of the tutorial maps, you're walking along, and there's a tank nearby, and the tank fires, and it was that loud. I had my headphones on, and it sounded so realistic. I'm getting put off here by people. It was that realistic. It made me jump. The sound is really authentic as well on this. What was it, Greg? Delivery of games. He's not got his headphones on yet.
One thing or another.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I've done really. It's just a tutorial. Mapping is huge.
Well, the good news is I just removed the sign in my front yard that said, "Please stop here and ring doorbell," because that's what's been happening the past couple times I've gotten up. Different people have been coming to the front door. I'm like, what the hell? Anyway, all right. So for me, Madden 17, played a little bit of that earlier today. I don't know. Just had a bug to play some Madden. Nothing in particularly exciting about that. But I've been getting along with Hitman. And I have been loving this game. I kind of wish I had played it sooner. We've had it for, I want to say since like February.
This is another one you picked up, isn't it?
Yeah, we picked this up on a sale, and it's the full season, season one, and it's really, really good. I'm duly impressed. But it's challenging. It's not... It's not a game that, you know, there's certain assassin games out there when you screw up, maybe you kind of get identified or something like that, and you can usually shoot your way out of it. And even, I would say, in previous Hitman games, often that was my tactic. It was like, you know, I'd screw up, I'd be spotted, and then all hell would break loose, but I would just gun my way out of it and kind of reset the clock. In this game, I feel like you're more vulnerable. I guess that's the best way to put it. So when I do get spotted and shit does go sideways, the likelihood of me surviving, if it's just one, maybe two adversaries, that's one thing. I can usually kind of, you know, maybe get my way out of that. But when it's three or four, where they start bringing in reinforcements, at that point, it's likely I'm not going to survive. And in particular, this current mission I'm on, it's extremely challenging because it's taking place. You're in a sense kind of infiltrating. I'll just call it a military base because I don't want to give anything away for those who haven't played it. But basically, you're surrounded by a shit ton. I mean, like 50 guys that all have guns, like almost all the time. And so it's like, you know, one bad move, one wrong turn. And you know what I also find kind of fun and also challenging is that if you do certain actions and get noticed by somebody, even though it's not like you drew a weapon or something like that, but if they find it suspicious for the disguise that you're wearing or what you're doing. So there's been a couple times where I've been trying to come up and mess around with somebody's drink. And try and give them not lethal poison, but just poison that's going to make them have to go and throw up. And so I have, approached the glass, but because I was wearing the wrong uniform for kind of the area I was at, it was like alerting some of the other people in that area, and they were like, hey, what are you doing? And they like become suspicious. And if they are looking at you for too long with like a suspicion, then suddenly it goes into like an alert mode. So it's just proving to be a far more of a puzzle game than I thought it would be. Mm. I really kind of anticipated it to be much more action oriented. But this is much more about trying to figure it out and try to figure out how to pull off the assassination for the mission you're on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The last Hitman game I played was Absolution on the 360. Mm-hmm. And if you did wear a disguise, they still sussed you out if you got too close. Is that the same in this?
So they changed that mechanic for this game a little bit. So in the previous games, like you said, you'd put on a disguise, and pretty much anybody that was an adversary – hi, pussy. anybody, for those of you who don't know, Kim's cat just came up. If you came within kind of close range of them for too long, they would, like you said, identify you. Now, what they've done is it's almost like they've created kind of like, how to put this, like classes, if you will. So let's just take, for instance, there's like a setting of a big celebration, and you have waiters. You've got event staff, then you've got security, and then then you've got maybe some news reporters, that kind of thing. If you take the outfit of a waiter, then security staff, anybody other than the waiters basically won't recognize you.
Yeah.
So you can walk around them pretty freely. However, if you walk into an area you're not supposed to be in the waiter's outfit, like through a security checkpoint that you're not supposed to be behind, then suddenly security is going to be looking at you suspiciously, and they usually crack down on you pretty fast. With the waiters, there will be a few waiters within the waiter group. And again, I'm doing, this is not exactly how it all works, but think of it like if you had 10 waiters, two of those waiters out of the 10 would have a white dot above their head when you're kind of using your hitman. I'll call it Hitman Vision for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah.
And those waiters will recognize you. And they'll know you're
they'll
not
know you don't work for them. Yeah.
And so,
which makes sense to me.
So you avoid them. So, like, you know, you have to wait. You let them walk by or turn their back to you, and then you walk past them. But again, if you do something suspicious, even in front of other waiters, they could, you know, if you do it for too long, they'll be like, hey, what's going on here? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're not supposed to do that. And then suddenly they're calling, you know, they're running for the cops. So it's been pretty awesome. What I haven't figured out yet is how to get some upgraded weapons, because you have your base set of weapons, and it doesn't seem like, and I could be totally wrong, I haven't really been investing too much time trying to figure it out yet, but like, I don't have a sniper rifle, and right. There's a couple missions where a sniper rifle would have been fantastic to have.
Yeah.
So that I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how to get that. I'm assuming maybe there'll be missions where it's given to me, but then I've noticed that there's been some challenges for some previous missions that talk about using a sniper rifle. So I'm assuming at some point there's some way to be able to purchase it or have it in your inventory.
Do you get in-game credits for anything? Is it like an in-game shop?
At least not that I've noticed so far. Right. And again, I haven't really dove into the multiplayer side of it, so maybe it sits in there. So when you replay a mission, you can load out differently. Because I'm playing through story mode right now, and maybe in story mode they don't give me those options. That could be the case.
Yeah.
No, it's a really good game. And if you, you know, right now it's, I think, like $30, something like that. So pick it up on a sale. It's well worth it. And I think actually they put out the demo, the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's free.
Yeah.
And that's out on PSN, Xbox Live, and I think Steam as well. So, you know, go look for it, pick it up, and at least play that first chapter. It'll give you a couple missions, and it's actually pretty meaty. So, yeah, that's me. So, let's talk some news.
Here is the fucking news.
The one what caught my eye was PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Yes, I'm talking about that game again. I think we're going to be talking about this game for a long time now. It's hit 4 million copies sold. And it was a question from our trivia master, Jason Johnson, the other week, where he was asking how many had been sold, and it was 3 million at that time. And it's only, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? So it's sold 4 million now. And there's some other stats are saying that in a three-month span, it accumulated a whopping $100 million in revenue, and it's peaked 230,000 concurrent users on Steam at any one time, and there's over 100,000 sessions played daily. So those are big numbers. There's a lot of people playing this game. Like I said, the group we've got going now, it's a huge group, so you've always got someone to team up with now, so it's not often you have to go solo, which is good, because it's so much fun as part of a team.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's that. This is the Overwatch of this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to put it.
Well, I know both Chinny and Fraser have both been putting out there already that this is probably going to be their game of the year. I'm just saying it's going to be in the top five. I'm saying it is because I want to play Horizon Zero Dawn before the end of this year. Because I just keep hearing people raving about this game, and it's their game of the year. So I want to see what it's like and see where it goes in the mix of things.
You do tend to be a person that likes story in your game, so
yeah, I like.
And that's the one
world
thing this game doesn't have.
No. The Horizon one, it's open world, third person adventure, which is my bag. It's like the Assassin's Creed type thing. So yeah. The other thing is, another Steam-related thing, is their summer sales back. It started yesterday, I believe. So everyone can say
goodbye
to their
wallets.
And your wallet's
already
empty. Yeah. Well, I've not bought anything yet for the simple reason I'm skint. But I get paid on Tuesday, so there might be a few things getting purchased. So what we've done now is, I don't know if you knew before, Greg, they used to do flash sales and daily deals. So a flash sale would last for a few hours, and then they'd do a daily deal, as well as having other things on offer. Well, they've stopped doing that. I think, I know some guys were saying it was because of advertising laws in some countries, you weren't allowed to do that. It has to be on sale for a certain period of time. But also, okay. Steam introduced this last year, in 2016, and because they did it where and they just put out a ton of games on sale for a set period of time, they actually raked in 50% more sales by doing this. So they're obviously repeating again this year. So, yeah, if you've got a PC, get on Steam and have a look, because there is a load of games. I'm talking hundreds of games on offer. There's some really good ones as well.
Yep.
Okay. Well, saving money is always a good thing.
Yeah. City Skylines is £6 at the moment. If you haven't got that, pick that up, because that is a bargain at that price.
Yes, that's the city building simulator,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered? Is this really a thing?
Yeah. Activision put it in the Legendary Edition of Infinite Warfare and said, you're getting this for an extra $20 and it ain't going to be available on its own, and this is the only way to play it. And we all said bullshit, and we were right, because guess what's out next week? The standalone version of Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered.
Now, Call of Duty, or I should say Activision, was correct in one aspect, Mark.
Yeah.
They said that it's going to be $20, and this is the only way you'd be able to get that at $20.
Yeah. Yeah, because they are charging $40 for this. And you'd think, well, a remastered game, $40, that's not bad, because they did quite a lot of add-on DLC maps. They'll all be thrown in, won't they? Nope. Nope. They're going to put out extra maps at extra cost. So I've seen on one site, I think it was VG247, the extra maps are going to cost you $15. So you're talking $55, which is a full-price new release game, and this game's how old? So
Yeah. They're
on a cash cow, aren't they?
Yeah, this is just a cash grab. That's what it is.
And I suppose it's good for those who didn't want to buy the super duper version of Infinite Warfare, but they should have put it out. It should have been $20 to $30, wouldn't it? Not for I suppose
I agree.
People are still going to buy it at $40, but when you throw in the DLC as well, it's going to put. A lot of people.
How old this game? How old is this game?
Oh God, it's got to be what? It's got to be.
10 years?
No, I'd say about 8 years. Let me have a look. You keep talking while I have a look.
All right.
Before release date.
I mean, it is considerably old.
Shit, yes,
I mean,
it is. November 5th, 2007. So, this year it's 10 years old. Didn't think it was that old. Wow.
So, yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
You know, if they included all the maps, if they, you know, they were giving you some extras with it, maybe. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Jason Johnson's in the Twitch chat, and he's put, he'd love to play COD 4 again, but at that price, it's ridiculous. Who the fuck do they think they are? And quite agree with you, Teflon. It's a bit of an outrage, really. So they could have, and it's stupid, because if they'd have put it out at, say, $25... Right, they'll have sold more copies of it, so they'll have made more money.
Well, and they also would have garnered some goodwill. I think that's something that they are kind of hurting for right now. Activision doesn't exactly have the best reputation in the industry, especially from fans.
I think
they have loyal fans. I'll say that they do have some loyal fans.
I think they're taking over from EA as the evil corporate game company, haven't they?
They're doing their best. They are doing their best. All right. Well, we had some polls that we put out, so let's walk through these real quickly, and then we'll get into podcast trivia. So on the heels of E3, we put out a Twitter poll. We asked the question: we want to know, are you picking up an Xbox One X? Day one. And the options for that were yes, price is fine, day one, no, price is too high, or maybe on the fence. So 27%, and we had, I think, 78 people threw in votes on this one. So 27% said yes, day one, 40% came in no, and 33% maybe on the fence. You know, at first, when I first was looking, I was like, oh, that's not exactly great. And then I was like, actually, that's better than I expected.
Yeah.
Because over half the people responding are saying that they're either yes or on the fence at the moment for getting it. I would have expected that potentially to be higher to the no side. So yeah. It's a little surprising to me.
Mm.
Now, I think we've talked about this before. I know, you know, Mark, you and I both have said, yes, we're in it for day one. Kim, I believe you said you're kind of holding off at the moment, unless there's something that really compels you.
Mm-hmm. I plan on getting it, but maybe not day one. So
right. And you don't have a 4K TV, and Mark, you do not either.
No.
But you're banking on the improved performance for 1080p games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And eventually, I'll get a 4K TV, but yeah, I'd rather have a console first than the TV.
So. Yeah, well, they're definitely getting cheaper. And I imagine, I'll just throw this out there too, come Black Friday, you know, we've seen it before where they've bundled in some deals with, you know, TVs. They did it with 1080p TVs in the Xbox One S. So potentially we could see maybe a 4K TV deal with the Xbox One X. So on Facebook, we had the question that was thrown up by our very own Richard Webster. Said, what is the best game of 2016?
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Is that the wrong one?
Yeah, sorry. I thought I'd linked to the right one. I put the same poll up on Facebook.
Ah, okay. So what did Facebook then say?
An old link there. I put on the exactly the same. We want to know, are you picking up an Xbox One Xbox One X day one?
Okay.
So, no, price is too high is 7 people voted on that. Yes, day one, price is fine, 6 people voted on that. And maybe on the fence, we have 2 people voting on that. So it's not as many as the Twitter votes, but it's not much difference between yes and no there. 5 people said yeah, day one, and not 7 said no.
So, interesting. Yeah.
So it's quite a high percentage.
Okay. But, you know, I think maybe the other interesting thing to find out is how many of those people are upgrading their current Xboxes versus how many people are maybe buying into their first Xbox.
Yeah, I'll be...
True.
I'll be trading mine in or selling mine to part fund right. The new one.
Yep.
Yep. I'm right there with you. eBay will be my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk some podcast trivia. So, Nicole won Season 3. So she now has won twice. Mark, you've won once. Kim, you had a chance.
One day.
Yeah. Season well, the good news is it is all reset, and now you have a new, fresh chance. And the good news is you can start off with a bang here because, you know, it's just the two of you. This is like an exclusive for you guys. So here you go. Podcast trivia presented by Jason Johnson. Jason Johnson, Teflon 212. Thank you for sending these in to us. And here we go. Question number one. What branch of the U.S. military do the ghosts from Ghost Recon come from? That makes sense as my throat went completely dry and froggy on me. So what branch of the U.S. military do the ghosts from Ghost Recon come from?
It's not a tree branch, is it?
It's not a tree branch. It's a branch of the military.
All right, okay.
What branch of the military? So is it A, Army, B, Navy, C, Air Force, or D, Marines? What branch of the U.S. military do the Special Force ghosts come from in the game Ghost Recon? A, Army, B, Navy, C, Air Force, D, Marines. If I can get your answers in 3, 2, 1. All right. Both of you have said Army. I'm sorry to say that both of you are right.
Oh, yay. Got me there. You tricked me there. Yeah, I was thinking about it. All the Ghost Recon games I've played with, never really done any sort of like water missions. You never launched on boats, and you've always had the toys what the army have. So yeah, that's why I went for that. Yeah.
Yep.
In your face, Nicole.
Well done. Yes. All right. Starting off strong. Here we go. Question number two. This is a game both of you are keenly familiar with. How many games in the How many games in the Farming Simulator series are there? How many Farming Simulator games are there? Is it A, 11, B, 7, C, 16, or D, 9?
Is this versions or formats or...
These would be proper releases.
Yeah, that's loads
different,
of them.
You know, they're different releases. So just like F1 series, you know, you have F1 2015, 16. Those are all different releases. So how many different Farming Simulator games are in the series?
Martin's put a field full. Go through the options again.
Apparently
please,
more than I thought.
Yeah.
All right. A, 11. B, 7. C, 16. Or D, 9?
I'm ready.
All right. Kim, are you also ready?
Yeah. Oops. Obviously.
Okay. There we go. Yes, the answers are locked in. And one of you is correct. So the correct answer is that there have been 6 released on PC and console. However, there also are on the mobile platform additional games that number. And I could drag this on as long as I want. No, there's actually 3 on mobile as well. So 9 in total, which means, Mark, you got that right.
I was bouncing between B and D. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, but yeah. I know there's a lot of them.
Well, at first I was thinking, actually, the 16 was going to be correct when I first saw this question, because in my head I was thinking Farming Simulator 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's, of course, 2017. So,
yeah.
Well done. Thanks for the trivia, Jason.
Indeed.
Mark, good guessing. Kim, kind of good guessing. Yeah. And
I'm not strong.
You guys are out of the gate. You're already in the lead.
We're beating Fraser, Robin, and Nicole, so that's a plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? And Fraser has no room to complain about this because he was sitting in the chat tonight, so he could have been on the show.
He's complaining about he's been decorating today. Bloody Kim's been building her own house for months and months, and she's here.
I know.
What gives, Fraser? What
Come
gives?
On, man. All right. Let's see. We've got some new releases, Kim. This is a pretty small list, so let's have you run through that.
Alrighty, our new releases for June 24th through June 30th are Danganronpa, another episode, Ultra Despair Girls for the PS4 on the 27th, Valkyria Revolution for the PS4, Xbox One, and Vita, also on the 27th, The Golf Club 2 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 27th.
I'm excited for that game. I'm really excited for that game. I'm just telling you right now.
I kind of figured that was the golf game you were talking about.
Yeah.
So, Elite Dangerous Legendary Edition for the PS4 and Xbox One on the 27th.
Yeah, yes. I just realized. I don't think I ever actually said the name of the golf. Yeah, the Golf Club 2. I probably described the entire game and didn't say anything about it. Yeah, no, they've got a campaign, like a player progression system. You now have customizable characters far more than they did before. You can actually play together as opposed to before it was asynchronous.
Yeah.
Now you can actually play together
or play
asynchronous, so you can do either or. So it's going to be good. And the community loved this game, so we had a lot of people playing it. So I anticipate it will be,
I noticed the old WhatsApp group suddenly has come to life again, which has been dormant for quite a while, and it's all of a sudden bursting to life and people getting excited for it. So.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you saw this on the list, the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. That's coming to the PS4 on June 30th.
Actually, yes, I have, but I was letting y'all talk about Golf Club.
Finished.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Shut up, Greg.
Damn it! all right. I don't think we know what the next free games are going to be yet Xbox.
I checked today, but they've not been announced. There's a few rumors, but that's about it.
Right. We don't comment on rumors or speculation.
No. Do you want me to tell you what the rumors were? Or?
Sure. I'd love to hear some rumors.
Well, one of them was... Oh, hang on. Oh, that's Jill. One of them was one what I wanted, which I've nearly bought, I don't know how many times, which was Evil Within. A lot of people are rumouring that's going to be free. And I've just searched on YouTube instead of Google for this. I can't remember what the other one was.
Oops. Well, the good news is you only have a few days left before that happens.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that were it. Injustice Gods Among Us. With the second one being out now, a lot of people are... A lot of websites are quoting this as going to be the main game. Now, this was free on PS4 quite a while ago, so... And I really enjoyed this game. It's got... Even though it's a fighting game, it's got a really good story campaign to it, so...
Yeah.
Mm. Be a good choice.
I've heard that. I'd play it.
Yeah.
I'd play it. I'm not a fighting game person at all.
I'm not much, but I do like Killer Instinct. I really like Killer Instinct. Because I don't know if it's because it was free at first or no one with the launch of the Xbox. A few of us got codes for the first season, didn't we? I don't know if that helped or what, but and yeah, I just like Killer Instinct more than any other fighting game.
I think it's a fighting game that's easy to get into as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The combos aren't as important. Well, they are important, but they don't seem to be as much as like your Street Fighters and that. You have to be proper dedicated on them things.
So. All right, we're saying this, of course, and anybody who plays like Killer Instinct hardcore is probably like, you know nothing.
I know, Teflon's putting in the chat, fight me. Because I know Teflon likes Killer Instinct.
Yes.
I know one of our good friends who's been friends with us for a long time, Matt Davis, Conan, he loves Mortal Kombat X. He's been raving about that. And he's bought Injustice 2. I've seen him playing it on the Xbox One. So, yeah, he likes his fighting games. So.
Right. Well, Teflon, I will fight you in Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
As long as you fight me in XCOM 2.
I didn't mention this. In the games played, I got Rare Replay free.
Yes, you did.
No, because of watching the E3 press conference, Microsoft conference on Mixer.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people who did that got Rare Replay free, and I've played the original Killer Instinct.
And
it looks dated, but it's still a cool game. It's still a cool game. So,
yeah, I actually want to start playing that just to see some of the behind-the-scenes developer stuff, because I heard that's all done really well.
Yeah.
But I had to laugh, because after you got that, I had fired up my Xbox, and of course, because we do sharing, suddenly I just see all of these Rare games downloading. I'm like, what in the... And then I'm like, oh, he must have gotten Rare Replay.
Yeah.
So
it's funny because... A lot of the games are clumped into the main Rare Replay, and then some of them are all separate games.
Right.
Some of the bigger games, like your Viva Pinatas and your Banjos. So, yeah, it's cool. Very good. I played Jetpack for the first time in years and years. I used to love Jetpack on the Spectrum. But anyway, digress.
I think it is time we go down the rabbit hole just a little bit further and talk about the year of living Gamedrously.
Sure.
So, Robin sent in an update for us, we've entered into some rare air now. We have now entered into the 30 zone. First of all, if you want to know more about the year of living Gamedrously, go to bongo.ocpod.com. He has it all spelled out there, super simple. But basically, in a nutshell, this is just... A community challenge to play your back catalog, games that you never finished. So you compile a list. It can be as short as 10. It can be as many as 30. So I think some people have like 50 now. Yeah. But you're trying to complete all these games in a year. And you set yourself a budget in terms of how much you will spend towards new games. So this way it incentivizes you to play your old games. And some of us have failed at this already. Others have not. And they've been dedicated. And so at just over 6 months, we have to say congratulations to Paul Gaskill, PG Tip 77, for being the first Yolog, or Yolg Yulger, to complete 30 games. Paul hit 30 completed games already. It's June 24th, and he has completed 30 games. I think I have finished 6 on my backwards compatibility log.
I think I've done 7.
I think mine's been 2.
Yeah, I think mine's 7.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
With Player Unknown, Battlegrounds, and Arma 3, I don't think I'm going to be doing any more this year. I'm trying, though.
It is getting sidetracked just a little bit, but hey, if you don't have a Yogg list, you know, you don't have a bunch of backwards compatible, or not backwards compatible, back catalog that you want to complete, but you are completing games, that's okay, and we want to acknowledge that as well. So we have our traditional awards competition, if you will, called Victories Achieved. It's tied into the Yogg. So basically, when you complete a game, whether it's something off of your back catalog or it is something that you just bought and played, go ahead and take a selfie. Make sure the game's in the background. We would love to see your face in there as well. And fire that off on Twitter. Send it to @OC_podcast and include the hashtag victory achieved. And we'll get you entered into a little contest. And the contest is this simple. You complete a game, you potentially win $20 on Steam, Xbox Live, or PSN. Or for those of you that live in the crooked land of England. Do you like that? Yeah. Do you like that, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. £15.
Or
so,
if you live in the extra crooked kingdom of Canada, you get $1.
Very true.
Their currency rate is shocking at the moment, apparently.
Yeah. So. So with E3 this past week, I don't think we had a ton of victory achieves. I think a lot of people were watching a lot of videos. But we had a few. Andy Bandwagon finished Fear. That is a fantastic game,
that
by the way.
That first game is tough as nails. I never finished that. I finished Fear 2, but Fear 1 I never finished that. That was a hard as nails game.
Yeah. And then some guy, I don't know who this person is, Fraser Moo, I think that's how you say it, Fraser Moo.
Sounds like
a cat. Moore. Yeah, it sounds like cat wailing. Finished Fallout 4, so I guess congratulations to him. He's probably Canadian. That's the name of that sounds Canadian, yeah. Bobbins finished Race Driver Grid. That was a game, a Grid, by the way, just going back to that, that was a game that had so much promise.
Yeah.
And it just didn't quite get there. And I don't know why. I want to say it was because of the controls. To me, they were just a little too twitchy. And it was too easy to get into an accident that destroyed your car.
Yeah, and this had one of the very, for the year it was released, it had one of the best damage models, if I remember right.
Oh, God. It still does.
Yeah.
I think it's even better than what we see in Gran Turismo and Forza, if you ask me.
And like you say, it actually make your car sort of like completely not handle properly or even completely stop. We used to play this in rotation on our Friday Night Racing. We really enjoyed this, yeah. Yeah, some good tracks on there as well. Good game.
PG Tip 77, I believe this was the 30th game finished. He finished Gears of War 4. And then Hardly Dan finished Max Payne 3, which is a game I really, really liked. Max Payne 3 was fantastic.
I've got this.
It just
on
wasn't. It didn't
I've
feel like Max Payne.
Yeah. I've not played it yet. I've got so many games. Oh, it's unbelievable. I keep listening to like Boss Wave and that, and you can hear Rob saying, "Oh, there's no out at the moment. I've not to play." And I'm thinking, "Oh my god, I wish I had that problem. I've got that many games."
Right?
Is that true? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy it though. There's plenty of games out there. Come on, there's a Steam sale, Rob. There's a Steam sale. Get on it, Mark.
Yes,
I think especially in light of number 30.
Yes,
we should be playing a special jingle.
We certainly should, and this is especially for Paul. PG Tips.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Can't believe
yes, well done,
game.
Congratulations.
And he's one of the guys who's actually upped his Yogg list to 50 games now.
Yeah.
insane.
He's a machine.
I can't even finish 28, so...
Do you know on the Xbox dashboard, you know when you're on the left-hand side, they've got a new menu bar? When you go on the achievement one, it hovers over, doesn't it? And it gives you the monthly rundown of people for that month who's got the achievement. Paul is always in the like top one or two or three, and he's nearly always first every month. The number of gamer score he gets every month is unbelievable. I think it's on over 200.
He's always at the top, and I'm always at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, I think we're kind of at that time, guys. This
weird
promised to be a short show. I think we're going to clip in right about an hour, unless there's anything else somebody wants to talk about. And in fact, I have one thing I want to talk about before I read off the closing notes. Or I'll do it in the shout outs. I'll wait to the shout outs. So it can be covered there. Look, if you want to be part of the conversation, you want to maybe watch us live, it's super easy. We broadcast every Saturday at 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And we are on Twitch, we're on YouTube, and we're on Mixer. So you can find us there, watch us live, jump into the chat, or as we like to call it, the chat, and just chat away. And you'll maybe even find some additional people to game with. You can always email the podcast, podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us. And, of course, follow our Twitter because we do put out those polls every once in a while, at @OC_podcast. We have a Facebook group also that Kim, you're actually, I think, the Facebook guru for us, fb.ocpod.com. And then, of course, if you don't want to watch us live, that's okay. You can always keep listening to us over the old, good old iTunes and Stitcher. So go in, check us out there. If you're just looking for some people to play games with on a gaming system, maybe you're on the Xbox and you want a game with somebody, look our club up, OC Podcast Club. If you're on the PS4, it's the OC Podcast Community. And if you're on Steam, it's OC Podcast Group. So maybe if you want to get in some Battlegrounds, player in those Battlegrounds, jump into that group, and you will find some people to play with. And I cannot forget about this because this is huge. Discord. We do have Discord. Discord.ocpod.com. I jest, but Discord was awesome during E3.
And Discord
you know why
it
was awesome? Yeah, wow. Discord on my computer is shit. I hate it. It's useless to me. However, Discord on my phone was fantastic. So,
I'll just say this as well about Discord. When we're playing on the PC, which is mainly Battlegrounds, Discord is fantastic for party chat because it's free, unlike TeamSpeak. The clarity of a voice chat is superb. It's just like, well, it's just as good as, if not better than Skype, and there's loads of us in there. And it's brilliant. It's superb.
Speaking of Skype, I think Skype just released an update that said you can do free phone calls as well as Skype calls now.
All right.
So...
Wow.
Yeah.
So all those who naysayed me and criticised me for setting up a Discord channel, fuck you!
Uncalled for.
That was mainly for Fraser.
I only made fun of you for a little while.
Fraser and Robin were main culprits.
Oh, no, I was there. I was right there, too. Yeah. All right, let's do some shout-outs. Kim, why don't you start us off, please?
Alrighty, yep, that's me. I'm at GamerRule27 pretty much everywhere. That's Twitter, that's Xbox, that's pretty much what I find. Steam, you'll find me on Steam. I have been scoping out the sale, even though I don't really need to be. But anyway, as always, it's fun with you guys, so, you know. And our shatters we've had today, there's Raining God Zippo, RCGZ, Teflon12, Veteran Gamers, Night Raven's been in here, PG Tips has all been here. Scrolling through the list, see if there's anyone I forgot. But anyway, we had quite the bunch in there today. Frasier was in there for a little while, so, thanks for stopping by. Yeah, eating a cheeseburger, the bastard. Thanks for coming along and making the show. So, we'll do it all again. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, I want to shout out you guys. I want to shout out everyone who's playing PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds at the moment, because it's awesome and we're having a fantastic time. And I can't mention PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds too many times in one show, because it's awesome. Have I mentioned it's awesome? And I also want to shout out my wife, Jenny, because on Monday, it's our wedding anniversary. 24 Ooh. Years on Monday. 24 wow. years, wow, yeah. So, yeah. So, happy anniversary so to my lovely wife, Jenny.
Going to McDonald's?
Yeah, she's actually... she's in bed, so I can say she doesn't know yet, but I've booked the day off Monday, and I'm going to take her out for a meal Monday afternoon, and she doesn't even know yet, so that's going to be a nice surprise for her.
So, yeah. Nice.
And then next year, it's a silver. It's a big one next year, so I'm planning... It depends on money, but I'm planning to take her to Paris next year for that one.
Wow.
So,
wow!
Okay. Nice, big plans. I like it, and worthy of big plans.
Yeah,
congratulations.
And
yes.
Over to you, Greg.
All right. Well, speaking of wives, last week in the U.S. we had Father's Day. So my wife was kind of handling things for my son, and yes, Dad, yes. Yeah. So. She got me some stuff that was useful, and I say that in quotes. And then there's some things like this T-shirt she bought me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put this up good, but so basically, I'll read it first and then I'll put it up for you. So we had just seen Wonder Woman a few days beforehand, and really liked the movie. By the way, Wonder Woman is a fantastic movie. I enjoyed it a lot. Fantastic might be a stretch. It's good.
Yeah.
There. But it was a good movie, better than I thought it was going to be. So I opened up my Father's Day gift, and I got this black T-shirt, and it says, I asked God for strength and courage. He sent my wife. And, of course, in that is an image of Wonder Woman. So and I just looked at her, and I said, really? Well, this feels a little self-serving, honey.
Yeah,
she looked at me and she said, damn straight.
Yeah, I bet she pissed herself laughing when she bought that.
Oh, totally. Yes. She could barely hide the laughter as I was opening up trying to figure out what it was. Mm. So, yes, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. Love you back. I want to shout out the two of you. Thanks for making this week. Unlike the rest of the discreets and ingrates that didn't want to come on the show... I appreciate you guys making the time every week. And obviously, Kim, you already shouted out the group of people that were in the chat, but all of our listeners, we really do appreciate all of you. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, shout out to New York, because I found out on Thursday that I have to fly to New York on Tuesday. So that's going to be fun, because that's literally going to be a one-day Ironman flight.
And breaking news, Gary DeFelice will have toothache next week.
Yeah. Well, I actually am not even going to bother trying to meet up with Gary. This flight, this is how insane this is. I'm going to fly in that morning. I'm going to go to that meeting, and I actually can't stay. I have to turn around and fly back out. So, I mean, it is going to be a brutal trip out to the East Coast.
How long's that flight? Because that's like diagonally across the country for you, isn't it?
So flying the flight back isn't bad. The flight back is about 5 hours.
Wow.
Gets me back in time. I think I land at like maybe 11:30 midnight. The flight out there, though, that's tough because I'm 3 hours behind.
Yeah.
So to get to New York in time for the meeting that I need to be having, I have to take a red eye out of Sacramento on Monday night to land in New York Monday early enough to get to the meeting in time. So I'll be leaving at 12:30 at night on Monday and sleeping on the plane, you know, flying out. But the sad part is out of the airport that I fly out of, there's no direct flight. They have a stopover.
Right.
So that flight is going to be 10 hours long, all said and done with the stopover. It's just going to suck. Yeah. It's going to suck big time.
It's crazy how big the U.S. is because the longest I've ever been on a plane is 4.25 hours, and that was to go to the Canary Islands. We on a plane, we can be in another country in like 2 hours. We can be in Spain in 2 hours. So
right.
For you guys to be on a plane for 5 hours and still be in the same country, it's just mind-boggling. So, yeah, it just shows how small the UK is.
So. No, hey, you know what? You small, but a big stick, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely, yeah.
All right. Well, I think we can safely call this a podcast at this point. We at least lasted over an hour. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. Follow us on iTunes or pull us up on Twitch. Mixer is actually awesome, by the way. I just want to say I loved watching the 4K stream.
We need to get some of that co-streaming going because that looks really cool. I like that feature. And I'm sure Twitch are going to try follow suit on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt. I wouldn't doubt. All right, that's it. I think we should fire up that music and close this out. Thanks again, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
the gods.